Hello, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz coming at you from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Well, Brandon, you're Dominican Penguins tonight taking on the Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. They come in at 8-14 overall, 8-11 in the Pac West under Coach David Hanashiro, and it is senior night tonight at the Conlin Center. We're really excited to honor those seniors here tonight. Coming up in about 6 minutes, we will have the pregame festivities for you. But to get into some of the game tonight, Brandon, what are we looking to see from both of these squads?
Well, for both of these squads, first off, we'd like to mention that the Dominican Penguins have a chance at making the playoffs tonight. All they got to do is win, and thanks to Academy of Art losing their game, the Penguins hold the tiebreaker over Academy of Art. All they have to do tonight is win, and they are in for that sixth and final spot into the playoffs.
And being at home definitely helps their cause. You get to play in front of a hometown crowd tonight here at the Conlin Center, and I'm sure it'll be sold out as we're almost ready to get underway. But it doesn't look like the Vulcans are a very good shooting team all around. I'm sure you have more about that.
Yeah, Vulcans not a really good shooting team. They shoot at 33% on the year and 30% beyond the arc on the year. Penguins shoot much better at 40% and 35% from beyond the arc. The last time these two teams faced was on December 19th of last year in Hawaii. Early in the season, that matchup was. And for the Penguins, Sandra Ikiora in that game had 22 points, 17 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 3 steals. Elena Scott with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 three-pointers. Alyssa Lorenzo on the bench had 13 points and 3 trays from beyond the arc. Nally Diaz with 12 points and 6 rebounds. And for Hawaii Hilo, Sydney Mercer and Vanessa Mancera both had 10 points. Kimmy Schmelz, the team's leading scorer with 9 points and 7 rebounds, and Amber Vaughn off the bench with 11 points, nailing 3 three-pointers. This should be, as I'd like to say, an easy win for the Penguins. They outshot and out-rebounded the Vulcans in their last meeting, and the Penguins are just the better team overall. They can rebound, they have that bigger size, and they have more playmakers, evidently, than Hawaii Hilo.
Yeah, you said it best, and we'll see if we see Taylor Deneau tonight. We're not really sure. She is holding her, I believe it's her left shoulder that she dislocated pretty gingerly. And it's her right shoulder from what she is showing me right now. We will get that definite shoulder for you as this progresses here throughout the night. But Taylor Deneau, senior here on senior night, we'll see if she is in the ballgame. The Penguins do need to win this game, though, so you can't just put her in. She was going through layup lines early on here tonight in the pregame, but we will see. We will keep you updated on her status, but besides that, we do expect to see the other seniors here tonight playing, and Carly Hoback, Jade Castro, and Ashley Sorensen. We expect to see all of them here tonight make an immediate impact as we are coming closer to our pregame festivities here at the Conlin Center. And Brandon, you know, this is a really good senior class, a lot of leadership, as we mentioned throughout the season so far, with Taylor Deneau really being that firework, if you will, and really lighting the fire for the Penguins and getting them pumped up and kind of a momentum shifter.
Yeah, Taylor Deneau, very aggressive. She sets the tone both on defense and on offense. She's very aggressive, she's feisty, and she's an amazing, amazing player, and we're definitely going to miss her alongside Carly Hoback, of course, Jade Castro, and Ashley Sorensen.
Yeah, Carly Hoback, best three-point shooter in DU women's history, and right now is the leading scorer all time for the Penguins in the D2 era, and with Sandra Ikiora hot on her tail to break that record in the upcoming season next year. But we will miss Carly Hoback and Ashley Sorensen taking the size away as most of their families are gathered here behind us. That is Sorensen's family, Hoback, Deneau, and Castro. I'm assuming all of their families, at least part of it, have made it out for the festivities tonight. As we are getting even closer, Brandon, this should be a good one here. And the Penguins looking to go out on a good note from the Conlin Center and make their way into the top six. As you mentioned, Academy Art lost earlier, which makes it so the Penguins can control their own fate here. You know, we've seen them so many times go into halftime up a decent amount and come out flat. And then there's also other times when we saw them play their best half of basketball and come out and lost that game to Notre Dame that you and I were talking about earlier. And if they would have won that one, they were up 14 at halftime, there would be no conversation here tonight. The Penguins would be in the PacWest playoffs. But if your coach, Tim Lacoste, going into the half tonight, if you do have a lead as such, double digits, I think you have to make sure that you stay up in the locker room and stay up when you come out of the locker room. You cannot come out flat because that's where it's bit them here throughout the season so far.
Yeah, they have to do a great job of not losing focus mentally. They know what's at stake, and they just have to play like it's any normal game. I mean, you know you have to win it, but you don't want to just rely on that fact on your head and force that extra pressure that you don't need.
Hey, right, you have to win it, but like you said, you can't let that seep in. You can't let the pressure, you can't let it crack you, really. You have to play your game, go out every night, just like you do night in and night out, put in the same amount of work. Don't try too hard, really, because you see people press in situations like this where high stressful situations, you feel like you have to do everything, and really, you just keep doing what your team does best, move the ball around, work it inside the IQR, let the shooters shoot, and Scott and Holbrook and Castro from the outside. And as we are closing in on the last 15 seconds here, we have families of the seniors on the floor. We're about ready to get underway with our pregame festivities here at the Conlin Center. Out on the floor is Coach Lacoste. And we will hand it over to our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, and welcome once again to the Igloo here in the Conlin Recreation Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Tonight is senior night here in the Igloo. And for your entertainment pleasure, we have a PacWest Women's Conference matchup featuring the Vulcans from Hawaii Hilo University and your Dominican University Penguins. At this time, we'd like to begin our senior night festivities. First, we would like to recognize Hawaii Hilo's six seniors. Number 22, Vanessa Mancera. Number 11, Warren Hong. Number 23, Alexa Jacobs. Number 24, Sydney Mercer. Number 31, Asia Smith. And 33, Pili Aloha Kaili Aba. I hope I came close to that name. And now, for Dominican's four incredible seniors. First up, number 21, Taylor Deneau. Taylor has made quite an impact in two seasons for Dominican, appearing in over 50 games while making 33 starts. Taylor ranks fourth all-time in Dominican D2 history with 135 assists. Over the past two seasons, Deneau has averaged over 10 points and 5 rebounds per game. On February 4th against Fresno Pacific, she tied her career high with 28 points. An all-around player, Taylor currently ranks in the PacWest top 25 in scoring, rebounding, assist, and free throw percentage. Taylor is majoring in communications. She is accompanied by her mother, Christy. Taylor Deneau. On a personal basis, I was so inspired by Taylor's play that I developed the call, Deneau says to yes. Up next, number 42, Ashley Sorensen. Ashley has had her presence felt on both ends of the court during her 4 years at Dominican. She sits in second place in Dominican D2 history with 109 blocked shots. Her 344 rebounds place her fourth in Dominican D2 history, with 133 of those coming on the offensive end, placing her fifth in that category. On February 27th of last season, Sorensen recorded career highs in two categories, with 6 blocks and 4 steals against Fresno Pacific. She currently ranks third in the PacWest in blocks. Ashley is majoring in health science. She is accompanied by her father, Keith, and her mother, Kim, Ashley Sorensen. Next up, number three, Jay Castro. Jade has been a four-year player at Dominican, appearing in over 100 career games, including 15 starts this season. On February 8th against Holy Names, she recorded her career high in points with 22. Jade is currently third all-time in three-pointers in Dominican's D2 history, tallying 67. She is also third all-time in assists, collecting 142. Jade is majoring in health science. She is accompanied by her father, Jerry, her mother, Lisa, sisters, Nicole and Camille, and her brother, Jordan, Jay Castro. Last, but certainly not least, number one, Carly Hobo. Carly is wrapping up a terrific career here at Dominican, where she currently stands as Dominican's all-time scoring leader in the D2 era with 1,040 points. In addition to her jersey frame, Carly is also receiving a commemorative basketball for scoring her 1,000th point on February 10th against Notre Dame de Namur. Carly has tallied more three-pointers than any other player in Dominican's D2 history with 219. She is also second in Dominican's D2 history in free throw percentage at 80%. Carly is majoring in business administration. She is accompanied by her dad, Kevin, her mom, Kelly, her sister, Haley, and her brother-in-law, Tanner, Carly Hobo. One more time, Dominican seniors, Taylor Deneau, Ashley Sorensen, Jay Castro, and Carly Hobo. Thank you, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, the PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Mancera. The other guard, number 11, Lauren Hong. At one forward, number 24, Sydney Mercer. The other forward, 33, Pili Aloha Kaili'ava. And at center, 31, Asia Smith. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as announced by head coach Tim Lacoste, assistant coach Finique Allen, and the lady who keeps it all together, Bailey Opperman. At one guard, a senior from South San Francisco, California, number 3, Jay Castro. The other guard, also a senior from Vancouver, Washington, number 1, Carly Hobo. at one forward, she's a sophomore from Soquel, California, 24, Natalie Diaz. The other forward, a junior from Valencia, California, 14, Sandra Ikiora. And the lady in the middle, a senior from Santa Fe, New Mexico, 42, Ashley Sorensen.
All right, everybody, your starting lineups.
From Mark Carlson.
We have 10 minutes overhead here in the Conlin Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. And it's almost time for some Penguin basketball, Brandon, and we're pretty pumped up. Penguins need to lead or need to win this game to get into the PacWest playoffs. So this is a big deal, big game for Coach Tim Lacoste, and probably the biggest game for the Lady Penguins so far. We had an administrative technical shot. So the administrative technical foul was for a non-operational shot clock here, as you probably heard Mark Carlson in the background shooting that technical for the Vulcans was Sydney Mercer. She made one of two. So the Vulcans will lead this one 1-0 before we even get underway, Brandon. Not necessarily how you would want it to start if you're Coach Lacoste, but whistles will blow after Sorensen won the tip. And we will have a foul on the Vulcans, their first team foul of the game. Jade Casher jumps inside to Sorensen, up off the glass. Oh, no good. Sorensen had an open look. Just put a little too much mustard on it as it rolled right around and fell right off the edge of the rim there. Helo's work it down inside. Asia Smith, spin move on Sorensen, up off the glass, way wide. Ikeor with the board going the other way. So Penguins starting out good here on defense. Castro, top of the key, working on Jacobs. They get it all the way around to Natalie Diaz, left wing. Working the perimeter well are the Penguins as they dump it inside to Ikeora from Castro. She went up and she got hacked. So Ikeora will go to the line, picking up that foul for the Helos is Sydney Mercer, her first personal, second team foul for the Vulcans. And Ikeora will shoot two.
Ikeora just right behind Carly Hoboke. Excuse me, she's actually third as the Dominican's all-time leading scorer. She has 1,022 points.
Ikeora misses the first. Looks to knock down the second. It'll tie the ball game here after the Vulcans shot that technical free throw at the beginning of the game before time even got underway, and she will walk away from the line empty-handed. Will Ikeora, and we know she's frustrated. We know that's a part of her game she really works hard on, and not necessarily takes pride in, but she takes pride in how much work she puts in. Is that three ball by Mercer was missed. Rebound Sorensen. From our right to left here is Castro across the timeline attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Down low to Ikeora, and she gets her shot blocked by Asia Smith. Controlling the point for the Helos is Alexa Jacobs. Dribbling up past Castro. Gets a screen top of the key. Handed off right wing. Three ball on the way, and that is good from Sydney Mercer. And we know how good she is from three-point land. We saw her before the game working on three-pointer, and I looked at you, Brandon. I wasn't exactly sure what their leading scorer looked like, but I told you, hey, that has to be her right there. She was making them from all the way around the world as that shot by Ikeora is no good. Rebound Jacobs the other way with it in front of the Penguin bench. Tipped away by Sorensen, but got back under control by Smith. Helos have it, top of the key. Three ball launched on the way, no good by Hong. Rebound Castro. The 5-foot fan favorite Castro gets the rebound. She's the shortest player on the court. Oh, and Holbrook has a wide open three, and she missed it just a little right. Had the right distance, but pulled it a little bit to the right as Ikeora gets the offensive board. Second chance points won't go, and Smith will rip it off the glass for another rebound for the Helos. So early on in this game, Penguins can't muster any offense as they trail 4-0 here, 7:40 in the first quarter. That shot no good, rebounded by Sorensen. Casher brings it up across the timeline from our right to left here in our opulent broadcast booth on Media Row. Top of the key, Castro picking up a screen, driving left side. Castro kick out to Natalie Diaz. Three ball on the way off the front of the rim. So Penguins can't get the biscuit in the basket as of now.
Penguins are 0 for 5. They have great ball movement, spreading the ball, but they're just not able to nail those shots.
Having a hard time. They've gotten some really good looks. Sorensen's layup was a very wide open, not wide open, but she had a very good look. That three by Diaz was pretty wide open, and so was the three attempt by Hoboek prior in the prior possession. Hoboek almost tips it away, but Hong's able to keep it under control. Under the basket, up off the glass, no good with Smith. Rebound, Castro. So that's a second board for Castro. Mind you, she's 5 foot, shortest player on the court as she works on Jacobs' left wing. Top of the key, Diaz. Driving by Mercer, up off the glass, no good, but she will go to the line and shoot too as she drew the foul. That'll be a foul on Asia Smith, the third team foul for the Vulcans, and that'll be Smith's first personal.
Jade Castro up there with Ikiora and Sorensen with two rebounds apiece. The 5 foot fan favorite here on senior night with her entire family taking this middle section here.
Entire family is absolutely correct. She had about seven people out there with her. And Alana Scott will check in for her first minutes of the night in place of Ashley Sorensen. Scott, the 5'9 sophomore out of Rockland, California. Nat Diaz goes 1-2 from the line. Penguins trail by 3, 4-1. Clock rolls under 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. Jacobs up across the timeline from our left to right. Jacobs with her hair up in a bun. Bouncing around as she's working on Castro. Almost got it stolen away, but somehow kicks it out to the left wing. She'll get it back, throw it cross court to the free throw line. Asia Smith driving in past Ikiora, went up for the shot, got hacked, and she'll go to the line. That'll be a foul on Ikiora, her first personal first team foul. And Brandon, we did not want to see Ikiora get a foul within the first 4 minutes of this ballgame here. We saw last game, she came out of the first half with only committing one foul, and the game prior to that, she didn't commit a foul until, I believe it was 8 minutes left in the ball game, as Smith misses her first from the line. So not a good start for IQR in the foul situation, but we know she likes to bully around in the paint on both sides of the floor. And we'll see if Coach Lacoste keeps an eye on that, if he exchanges her with Sorensen here, if she picks up another quick one. As the second free throw was also missed, Penguins trail by 2, rebound Natalie Diaz. Jade Castro can make it a tie ball game here. She dumps into Nat, high post. Nat will drive in, up off the glass, the scooping layup, no good, gets her own rebound, back up, and Natalie Diaz doing it all herself in that possession, getting her own rebound and putting it back up off the glass. Tie game at 4.
Great hustle there by Nat Diaz, getting off the missed shot and aggressively taking that rebound and just putting it back in for the easy deuce.
Right in front of the Penguin bench is Kim Schmelz. Helos work it all the way around, left corner. Hong working on Hoboek, gets it inside to Smith, no good. Rebound Ikiora as Ikiora throws Smith to the deck. They were wrapped up there. Ikiora just let go. Smith hit the deck. It'll be a jump ball and going in favor of the Penguins. 5:31 exactly. We're knotted up at 4. Refs having a conversation here as we have a little bit of a stoppage in play. And they will switch it. They will switch the jump ball. They will say it'll be Hilo ball, so the Penguins will be on defense. Correction on the possession arrow. As that is correct, as the Penguins did win the tip, and that is the first jump ball of the night here. So it will go to the Hilos.
Both teams look to get some momentum as both teams have only made one field goal so far. Hawaii Hilo 1-for-7, and your Penguins 1-for-8.
Inbound pass goes to Schmelz. Short jumper missed off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound Ikiora. Ikiora's got a ton of quick rebounds here. Alana Scott from the right corner, three ball, and she knocks it down. Penguins have their first lead of the night on the Scott Trey ball. Penguins lead 7-4. Credit Jade Castro with that assist as she threw it cross court from the top of the key to the right corner to find the open Scott, who knocks down the three, and a three ball on the way of her own. From Hong, no good. Offensive board by Smith. Back out to Hong. Three ball attempt again, no good. So she's 0-for-2 on that possession from three-point land. Rebound Scott as she is in the other side of the court. Launched a three ball. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Mercer. Hilo's bringing it back across the timeline here. right in front of us here in our broadcast booth on Media Row is Schmelz, dribbling up on Castro, behind the back, picks up a screen, and they work it all the way around the perimeter to Jacobs. Mercer, all the way around the perimeter to Mercer, thought about a three, and instead will hand it off to Hong. Five to shoot. Hong drives in, three to shoot, left side. Puts it up, one to shoot, and she makes it. Brings the lead back within one. And I don't think she saw the shot clock, Brandon. She just kind of dribbled in from the left lane, looked up, and there was one on the shot, and she just hucked it up in there.
Yeah, Natalie Diaz played amazing defense there. You couldn't play any better than that. Hands up right in her face, and she just threw up the wild shot and made it in.
On the other end of the floor, we had Ikeora in the paint. Going up and drawing the contact from Asia Smith. That was her first, second personal, fourth team foul for the Vulcans. And now that we have a media timeout, we will go to a word from our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for your sponsorship. We know Stuart Horn raves about it. I've been there a handful of times. It's quite good. Penguins lead. 7-6, 4-0-5 overhead here in the first quarter. You're listening to Penguin Radio, home of D2, NC2A women's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu, also broadcasting in San Rafael on FMDU 102.3. So out of the media timeout, IQR will be at the line shooting two. The last foul was on Asia Smith, her second personal, fourth team foul for the Vulcans. And IQR has had no such luck here at the bonus line here early on in the ballgame.
And as we mentioned in pregame, Forrest, the Dominicans were really working on their free throws before the game. They know in a crucial game like this that will make or break their playoff chances, they really need to knock down those free throws. And so far, they're shooting at 50%, and Ikeora misses there her second.
Yeah, she made one of two. Penguins lead by two, and as you mentioned, we did notice them shooting free throws more this pregame than they have in any other pregame. That's probably due to the fact, as you mentioned, that there's so much on the line in this game. They win, they're in the PacWest playoffs. They get the sixth seed. If they don't, they go home. Shot by the Vulcans missed, brought up by Castro, left corner to Alana Scott. Castro, top of the key. Inside to Ikeora. Beautiful pass by Castro to find Ikeora. Just teardrop over the defender as Ikeora puts it up off the glass. Ikeora with a quick three. That's Penguins 10 points here. As the DUs lead by four with 3:20 overhead. Left wing for the Vulcans is Amber Vaughn picking up a screen. Thought about a three, but instead will think better. And she'll get it to Alexa Jacobs. Tipped away by Ikeora, but somehow corralled by the Hilos. Pass inside to Jacobs again as Holbrook's right in her face. That pass goes into the paint. Shot on the way, no good by Patience Taylor. Rebound. Penguins other way, Castro on the right wing. Castro, three ball on the way. No good, missed it left. Penguins clinging to a four-point lead here early. Jacobs bringing it up, working on Holbrook. She goes right by Holbrook, up off the glass and lays it in. Jacobs over two Penguin defenders in Ikeora and Holbrook as Holbrook drives in. Jumper from mid-range. Carly Holbrook knocks it down. She'll go to the line and have a chance to complete a three-point play. What a great job by Holbrook being unselfish. Realizing she had 15 feet to step in, she could have shot the three. No luck so far from the three-point line. Decided to take a couple dribbles, three steps in, knock down the mid-range jumper from 15 feet, and she completes the three-point play. So Holbrook gives the Penguins a five-point lead here, and the Vulcans are now over the limit here with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. That would be five team fouls for the Hilos. Oh, what a great pass inside to the cutting Schmelz. That pass from the high post in Lorenzo, hitting Schmelz, and Schmelz couldn't finish. That shot was no good, and it goes out of bounds.
And that was by Jamaica Lorenzo, not on the Penguins, Alyssa Lorenzo. No relation between the two right there.
Natalie Diaz driving the lane through two Hilo defenders. Can't get it to fall. Diaz, that was a tough shot. Going right between two Vulcans. Jacobs in front of the Penguin bench for Hawaii Hilo. Drives the lane. Up over IQR with the left-hand finger roll. No good. It rolled around. We thought it was going to go down. IQR thought otherwise, and she ripped it off the board. Castro drives in. Behind the back, Natalie Diaz, top of the key. Inside to Ikiora, up off the glass, and no good. Rebound, Schmelz, and back up with it is Jacobs in transition. That pass goes rogue, right past the outstretched fingers of Lorenzo. So Jacobs throws it away in transition, a turnover here for the Hilos. Penguins get the ball, clock ticks under 1:25 here in the first quarter. 13-8, DU's lead. Alana Scott, right wing, down inside. So Ikiora out to Holbrook, three ball. Oh, no good. Holbrook just missed it right, had the right distance, but just sliced it a little bit to the right. Rebound Hilo's the other way with it. Soft jumper from just inside the arc is knocked down by Taylor. So Patience Taylor hit that one from 18 feet. So we're now under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Penguins lead 13-10. Jade Castro to Alana Scott on the right wing, working all the way around the perimeter. Castro going baseline, floater, and she can't get it to fall. As there's a scrum on the floor. A whole bunch of players out there, and they will call a jump ball. It'll stay with the Penguins. They'll have it underneath the hoop. 11-second differential, game and shot clock. Pass goes into Natalie Diaz, up off the glass, no good. Rebound IQR, she goes back up. And just hits the deck, and it'll be a foul on the Vulcans. Lots of fouls here early from the Vulcans. They now have six team fouls to the Penguins' one. That foul will be on Jamaica Lorenzo, her first personal.
Yeah, and the Penguins really need to capitalize on these free throws, as we mentioned, especially for Sandra Ikiora. She is 1-for-4 at the free throw line on the night.
And we know she's going to get plenty of opportunities, make that 1-for-5. And if she keeps playing like this is her third trip to the line in just this first quarter. So IQR, if she's going to be going to the line like this, right now shooting at under 20% from the line, she missed them both. So IQR is now 1-of-6 from the free throw line. And that may be the story of the night, Brandon, as we saw them taking extra practice on free throws here as there's a 4-second differential between the game and shot clock. Jacobs dribbling it out at midcourt. Holbrook creeps up on her. Jacobs stutter-stepping. Gets a screen, decides to back out, 8 to shoot. Jacobs drives the lane, left side. Goes up off the glass, tipped away by Diaz, 8 seconds. Diaz down the right sideline, 5. Diaz goes in, 3. To Holbrook, 2. Out of bounds. It'll stay Penguin ball with 1.2 left in the quarter. Ashley Sorensen will check in here for Sandra Ikiora. We'll see if they go to Sorensen up high. Down on the baseline to see if she can put up a shot really quick. 1.2 rebound or inbound from Castro goes to Diaz, up and in. Diaz can't get it to fall. The Penguins will take the first quarter as they lead 13-8. Good first quarter here as the Penguins were down 4-0 early after that technical free throw before the clock even got underway here, Brandon. Vulcans had a 1-0 advantage before the tip. Penguins lead by 3. And looks to be a good one. Penguins are going to have to earn this one. Penguins sitting at the 7th spot. Hawaii Hilo at the 8th spot in the Pac West.
Yeah, and so far for Hawaii Hilo, Sydney Mercer, the leading scorer with 4 points. But for Alexa Jacobs, it seems like she loves to drive it in. She's not afraid to take that contact, as she's done so against Natalie Diaz and Sandra Ikiora.
Yeah, Jacobs, a 5'8 senior out of Glendale, Arizona. Does not have as much height as I think she plays with. She plays bigger than she is, as I mentioned, at 5'8". And like you said, she likes to drive the lane. And that's not a problem. She's got a couple of them to fall here tonight, just going acrobatic layups up and under the big bodies of Ikiora and Sorensen. And she's going to learn sooner or later that she can either keep doing that all game or she's going to get a couple smacked into the 9th row by Ikiora, and she's not going to do that anymore. As we have 10 minutes overhead here, about to begin the second quarter. Brandon Cadiz with your play-by-play.
Yeah, four-year Penguins, Jay Castro, Carly Holbrook, Natalie Diaz, Elena Scott, and Sandra Ikiora. And for Hawaii Hilo, their lineup will consist of Alexa Jacobs, Graham Bernisto, Lauren Hong, Sydney Mercer, and Pialihoa Kaliova.
Good job, Brandon. I couldn't have said that one.
Jay Castro guarding strongly up top. It's an inside pass to Lauren Hong, who is rejected by Sandra Ikiora. And that there's what we were talking about. A different player, but Ikiora was rejecting her, driving onto the inside.
Just what we were saying. See if she can make a presence on the defensive side. Felt right away there at the beginning of the quarter.
Inside there, jumper turnaround by Sydney Mercer, who misses. Castro is pushing it up the court for the Penguins. Inside to Natalie Diaz, working on Sydney Mercer, and a jump shot there by Natalie Diaz puts the Penguins up 15-10, extending their lead.
Great job by Diaz getting position, driving the lane, and getting position on the baseline by using her body, shoving her back into the defender and causing separation.
And there's the drive on the inside by Jacobs, tries to get it in, tip, and Kaliua misses the shot. Sandra Ikiora pushing it down the court on the right side to Elena Scott, who gets it back in to Ikiora, working a jump hop from right to left, left-handed layup. Sandra Ikiora scores, and the Penguins extend their lead. Jacobs is pushing it up the court with Elena Scott guarding the half-court line. Offense is setting here for Hawaii Hilo. A three-pointer up top by Graham Bernisto, who misses it, and Jade Castro has the ball up top for the Penguins. Swings it to the right side to Diaz. Now to Holbrook. Back out to Castro here, trying to reset things. Elena Scott on the right wing. She's going to get it to Jade Castro on the left side. Castro wants the screen up top. She's going to hand it to the inside for Natalie Diaz, who goes in, drives, lowers the left shoulder, and gets the right layup in.
No, Diaz got that one off, Brandon. She had Sydney Mercer just glued to her going down the lane, and Mercer not really sure how she didn't get a piece of that. Great job by Diaz. Put some English on that ball off the glass.
And the Penguins are now on a run, extending their lead 19-10. They're doing a really great job playing on defense and on the offensive, and they're continuing to move the ball very efficiently. And I don't know what it is, but in my perspective, Jade Castro is passing the ball very fluently, almost like she's just threading that needle in and out, swinging it like a yo-yo, bringing it back out and in. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, Penguins moving the ball, as you mentioned. Very good on offense, and as we talk about a lot here on Penguin Radio, they are getting the open shot, not the first shot. They're being patient, letting the play develop, whether that takes a shot clock to 17 or whether it takes it to 3 seconds. They're getting that open shot, and on the defensive side, they're suffocating the middle, not letting the Hilos get in there, and forcing them to shoot from outside, shoot mid-range jumpers, and launch a couple from three, and the Hilos are 1 of 6 from downtown. So Penguins doing a great job defending the three-point line.
Great job for the Penguins defending the three-point line. As we mentioned before, there's a couple scorers for Hawaii Hilo that have a really good shooting percentage, but overall as a team, not really the best shooting team.
Hey, you said that at the top of the show, they're shooting 30% as a team and from beyond the three-point line. And below that here tonight, they're 4-22 from indoors as a team.
Alexa Jacobs will bring it up for Hawaii Hilo. Setting up things for the offense. She's going to get to the inside to Kaliova. Kaliova passes it back outside. They're going to hand it off to Graham Bernista, working on Jay Castro. A screen by Kaliova. She had an open Kaliova on after that screen on Graham Bernista. An inside pass open by Kaliova. Misses it. Stolen away there by Jay Castro. She's pushing it up the court. Looking up. Gets it to Nally Diaz on the inside, who swings it to the left wing. Back out inside to Natalie Diaz, working spin move, gets a little shove there, no contact, no call, as Jacobs brings it back up. Jacobs will swing it to Mercer, the team's leading scorer, as she drives to the left side on both Ikiora and Diaz and shoots up layup, getting it in.
Beautiful left hand from Mercer. She spun around Holbrook, as you mentioned, put it up off the glass, off the high corner of that square up there. like she done it 100 times.
Castro, 50-foot jump shot from the free throw line, and she just misses it right. Rebounded by Jacobs. Mercer working on now Diaz on the right wing. A crossover move and a jump shot. She misses. Rebounded by Hoboke to Elena Scott working on the left wing. She's going to get a screen there as Hoboke drives open right line, right side, and she just lays it up in there. No one guarding her. Beautiful job by Elena Scott setting the screen and getting it in there for an easy layup.
And Kalia was just a little late closing in on Hoboke. Hoboke was hiding behind Diaz as she drove in and was able to get right past Kalia without her even noticing.
Castro going to swing it up top to Diaz. Gets it to the left side to Elena Scott. Scott back up top. Inside, Nally Diaz. Jump shot from the free throw line. Misses left. Rebounded by Jacobs. Mercer working on Diaz here. Going to get a screen from Kalia. She's going to defer it back out to Alex Jacobs. Working to the inside. To the right side. Passes it to Kalia, who knocks down the open left-handed J. 21-14, Penguins up here. 5:40 left in the second quarter. Jay Castro on the right wing to the left side for Elena Scott. Gives it inside to Nally Diaz on the left-hand free throw line. To the inside pass, Ikeora. She's working out. Defers it to Carly Hoboke. Three up top, and she's going to be fouled. That was beyond 20 feet, and she was fouled. Beyond the three-point line, she's going to be shooting three, and she has a chance of giving the Penguins a double-digit lead here if she nails all three free throws down.
Yeah, Hoboke there on that deep three, about 23 feet. You know, some would say that Hoboke fell, but Hoboke had a reason. There wasn't a ton of contact, but that foul from Hong, she came flying up to guard Hoboke to try and alter the shot and landed on the foot of Hoboke. That's why we saw her fall.
And so, for the Penguins, Sorensen and Vanessa Cruz will check in for Sandra Ikeora and Jade Castro. Free throws for Carly Hoboke. And she makes all three of them. 10-point lead for the Penguins, 24-14. And the Penguins working here on that press as they back away now. Vanessa Cruz guarding Graham Bernisto. Graham Bernisto gets the screen by Mercer. On to the left side. Back to Graham Bernisto on the right side. Mercer gives another screen, and that sets up the jump shot up top on the right free throw hand. 24-16. Penguins still up. Right side. Elena Scott to the right wing of Nally Diaz. Carly Hoboke. Working it on the inside. Nally Diaz drives left, inside, left-handed layup. Oh, wow. And she's going to get that one to fall through. An amazing job by Nally Diaz throughout the night of getting in that triple threat position, pausing for a second, and seeing what she has.
Yeah, Diaz, primarily a right-handed shooter, put that one up beautifully off the glass of their left hand. Don't see her do it very often.
Graham Bernisto to the inside. Three Penguins covering her. She has to defer it back onto the outside. And that one's going to be tipped away. And Nally Diaz will save it. Vanessa Cruz pushing it up the court to an open Elena Scott. Up and in. Oh, the layup just misses. Rattles in and out. I thought it was up and in. I had to call it that it was going up and in. It just went out late there. But now there's going to be a foul called on Hawaii Hilo as Ashley Sorensen was hit on the hand there as she goes to the free throw line.
You know, Sorensen has not shot from the line tonight. Does not have any points on the night. Has an opportunity to get her first points up on the board here.
Jacobs will check back in for Hawaii Hilo as she will bring it up the court with Carly Hoboke guarding her as she gets past the half court line. And she's going to drive into that left side, pass it back to Graham Bernisto, who's going to nail down the left-handed floater there. Ashley Sorensen working on the inside, and she's going to put up a shot, but it's going to be rejected by Kim Schmelz.
We saw Jacobs do very well there on that last position for Hilo. As we mentioned before, she likes to drive a lot. But what she does when nothing's there is she drives and kicks very well also, which caused that mid-range jumper to fall.
Nana Diaz swings it inside to Akiyura, who checks back to in for Ashley Sorensen. She's going to put up a right-handed shot that just misses. And now pushing it is Hawaii Hilo on the other side. Graham Berniso just loses it, and Natalie Diaz steals it. Vanessa Cruz pushing to the court, right side. Carly Holbrook with the three-pointer. She was wide open there, and a great feed by Vanessa Cruz.
Holbrook sitting in the corner. She's finally hit a three on the night. She was 0 for 2 before that. Maybe that'll get her rhythm going. She's now in double digits.
Jacob tries to work it to the inside for Asia Smith, as Sandra Ikiora tries to deflect it, and she will be called for a foul, which will be her second personal foul.
So if you're Coach Lacoste here, do you put in Sorensen for the last 3:16 with this lead to keep Ikiora under at two fouls and not get her third before the second half? I think you do. I think it's smart. Unless it gets closer, then you put her back in this half.
Asia Smith working on Sandra Ikiora, and she's going to defer it back to the outside to Jacobs. Working is Lorenzo and Ellie Diaz. Lorenzo has to put it up now. Almost makes that wild shot as Ellie Diaz played great defense there, and she had to just throw it up. On the other side, Natalie Diaz is working. Swings it to the left side for Elena Scott. Scott to Holbrook. Right side, Cruz dumps it into Sandra Ikiora, gets it off glass on the right side, and she's dominating the paint on the inside as always, Sandra Ikiora.
Vulcan's trying to guard her inside. They had three defenders on her, and she went up over all three of them to get it off the glass.
And we're going to have a foul called here on Elena Scott as she tried to deflect that ball away, guarding Kim Schmelz. Kim Schmelz a little shaken up.
Good thing, though, is we saw Schmelz go over to Alana Scott and say, I know you didn't do it on purpose. It's okay. They shook hands, and we're all good. No beef.
No beef at all. No Russell Westbrook or Kevin Durant kind of stuff here.
Nope. Not tonight.
Working on the inside is Asia Smith, who's going to put up a shot. It goes in, but she took too many steps. Penguins ball. Vanessa Cruz is working it up.
I don't know how she even got that one to fall, Brandon. That one hit the shot clock, it seemed like. And she was from 2 feet away.
Very, very high shot. And as on the other side, Sandra Ikiora will get fouled again as she's going to head to the free throw lines.
Ikiora having a chance to redeem herself. She's 1 of 6 from the line tonight.
Ikiora, first free throw, wide left. And I don't know what it seems like for Sandra Ikiora today, missing these free throws.
You know, it might be that Pete Rose said you can't think and hit at the same time. Maybe same goes for basketball. You can't think and shoot free throws at the same time, because if you're thinking too much about it, and, oh, now I'm 1 for 7, 1 for 8 now, you know, it gets in your head. It really does.
Three quarters pass to Amber Vaughn as she will give it back to Jacobs. Jacobs has the ball, working on Castro. She's going to try to drive in, but she was stopped by Ikiora. Now Lorenzo has it, stolen away by Jade Castro. She's pushing, 1:30 left here. Elena Scott to the left side, tried to drop in a pass to Sandra Ikiora, which was tipped away, but the possession will still stay with the Penguins. And as you mentioned, Forrest, Ikiora's going to come out with 1:30, and Ashley Sorensen is in her place. Natalie Diaz tries to work it, passes it back out to Elena Scott. Jade Castro gets that screen by Natalie Diaz. She tries to throw it in, deflected, gets it off her pass, and Jade Castro will put it in with the floater.
How did she do that? Wow.
Jade Castro is just a magician.
We've seen it.
Penguins playing great defense here with 1:05 left as Mercer tries to drive it in. She's going to swing it to the left, and as the jumper is taken by Lorenzo, she's going to miss. Penguins will retain possession with exactly a minute overhead here. Jay Castro with a beautiful play on that last possession, and she's bringing it up to the court, setting the offense for the Penguins. She's going to drive to the right side. Open. She's going to shoot up. A high, high shot. Just goes over the rim as she could not hit iron on that play. Schmelz going to pass it out to Mercer. Mercer hands the ball off to Amber Vaughn. And right almost goes out of bounds right here in front of us at Media Row. Alex Jacobs wants to screen as Jay Castro has her working on her.
She see the shot clock, Brandon.
Jacobs, 3 seconds left here for Hawaii Hilo, and they're going to be called for a traveling. Great job of the Penguins defense as that shot clock ran down to 3 seconds.
Oh, well, I guess I was wrong, Brandon.
Looks like Ikeora will check in for Sorensen with a 22 seconds left. Let's see if she can be careful and not pick up a foul here with a 15 seconds left. Jay Castro passes it to Nellen Diaz, working on the inside for Mercer. That one was tipped away, and she's going to get the ball back. Drive to the right side, puts up a layup, and an and one. 3-point play chance here for Natalie Diaz.
As you mentioned, getting a chance to complete the 3-point play. If she does, she will stay perfect at the line. She's 2-2 on the night and possibly flirting with a double-double. She needs 4 boards to complete that. And we know how much of a presence she does have on
just
the inside.
Misses it and rebounded by Sorensen, who checks back in for Ikeora. 5 seconds left as Jacobs is pushing it. She's going to push it up top to Schmelz, who takes the last shot, and no good. Penguins have doubled the Vulcan score, 36-18, as they go into the half. This is what you want for the Penguins, an 18-point lead. But, as we mentioned before, Coach Tim Lacoste has to tell them that, and as you like to mention with the baseball references, you just got to go in thinking you're down 1-0 or...
Yeah,
you're down 1-0.
Definitely, because I think if you're Coach Lacoste, being up by 18 at the half, what more could you ask for in a must-win game to go to the PacWest playoffs? I mean, if you're Coach Lacoste, you're thinking, we're playing great. I mean, we're shooting 36% of the floor, from the floor, holding them to 25. They're 8 of 32 from the floor in the first half. So if you're Coach Lacoste, you have the Helos exactly where you want them, but you have to go into the half, into the clubhouse, and come out in the second half like you're down 1-0 as we were at the start of this game. You got to come out with that mentality that you're down, and you have to keep playing the way that you've been playing, and that you just have to keep getting better throughout the game. You can't settle with what you've done here in the first half, because an 18-point lead in the first half won't win you the ball game in the second half. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, they're doing a great job playing defensively. Sydney Mercer, the team's leading scorer with 6, and multiple Hawaii Hilo players with 2 apiece. So Sydney Mercer, the team's leading scorer with 6, and they're, as you mentioned, shooting 8 for 32. Great, great job from the Penguins on the defensive end. And on the offensive end, working that ball around, getting multiple players involved, and Jay Castro has done a great job distributing the ball throughout the night so far.
And we'd like to remind you that Dominican University of California's basketball broadcasts on Penguin Radio are brought to you by our sponsor, San Rafael Joe's. San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant located in downtown San Rafael that has served the Marin community since 1947. Thank you, San Rafael Joe's, for your sponsorship. Don't go anywhere. Second half of the women's game coming up in about 13 minutes on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, NC2A Division II, women's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins.
Jay Castro will set things off to Lena Scott, who's going to dump it inside to Sandra Ikeora. Easy points there, continuing what they did in the first half, lobbing into the inside for Ikeora and let her work it. On the other hand now, Jacobs is working. She's going to shoot a 3-pointer on Castro on the left wing. And she's going to make her first 3-pointer of the night is Alex Jacobs. Jay Castro is going to swing it inside to Ikeora. Power move to the left hop. And she's going to get a quick 4 points here to start off the second half. Not even a minute in, and Sandra Ikeora starting with 4 points in the second half.
You can see assistant coach Fanique Allen yelling at her ladies there. You don't want to get complacent. You still got to play hard. run the floor.
That one's going to be tipped, but regathered by Hawaii Hilo. A wild shot there as it's rebounded by Kailua. Up top is Mercer, who's going to shoot the three. Missed. Tip off the hands of Ikeora as Alina Scott will give it to Jade Castro. To the inside for Ikeora. A beautiful lob inside pass by Jade Castro. Sandra Ikeora scores again. 6 points in the second half.
If Ikeora keeps going at this pace, Brandon, she has 6 points in a minute and a half here to open the second half. That's unreal.
Sandra Ikeora has a chance of taking that all-time leading record if she continues this away from Carly Holbrook. It's going to be a foul called on Carly Holbrook as Asia Smith will take two free throws at the line.
Yeah, Smith on the night has not made one from the line. She's 0 of 2. Also doesn't have any points on the night. And I take that back.
First free throw rattles in. And as you may have heard here, Kim Schmelz checking back in for the Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. Second free throw on the way for Smith. And she's going to knock it in. Knocks in both free throws. Penguins look to push it up here. Sandra Ikeora wants it in the paint, and she's dominating. She's going to take a power move to the right. Puts up a shot with the right hand, and she's going to be fouled. Sandra Ikeora will take two shots at the line. And let's hope that her mind's in the game at the free throw line here in the second half. And she's going to take her first two free throw attempts in the second half.
Tell you what, Brandon, you need to wipe your memory clean. She's 1 of 8 from the line tonight. That's in the first half. We'll see if she can make that a little better in the second half.
Misses the first free throw right off front iron. Second free throw on the way for Sandra Ikeora. Takes a couple dribbles and shoots. And that one goes rolling in and out. Rebounded as Jacobs will push it up the court for Hawaii Hilo. Working on Castro. She's going to spin off of Castro and swing it to Mercer. Mercer out to Hong on the left side. Hong, a left jump shot over Natalie Diaz. And it's not going to go in. Rebounded by Mercer. Tries to pass it back to Hong. Stolen away by Diaz. Castro with a three-quarters baseball pass to Ikeora, which is tipped by a Hawaii Hilo defender. Gotten back by Sandra Ikeora and puts it up in. Sandra Ikeora having a great second half so far with a quick 8 points.
And great job by her noticing that the pass was tipped and will end up behind her. Quick spin move gets her possession back. And just an easy shot from there. Ikeora makes that shot 9 times out of 10.
And as Mercer tries to get on the inside, Sandra Ikeora will steal it away. Ikeora is pushing now on the right side. Carly Holbrook on the right wing, right side. Passes it to Jade Castro up top. Right wing, three-pointer for Jade Castro. Her first three-pointer of the night, giving her 5 points on the night. Right now, Penguins look to continue talking here with Coach Timbuco. So they're going to have to continue to do what they're doing. And we're going to take a break here and listen to our sponsors, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Sponsorship here by Peacock Gap Golf.
My wife get mad at me. I've been golfing all my life. I eat golf. I sleep golf. My wife get mad at me. All I do is golf.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club is the home to DU Golf, 333 Biscayne Drive in San Rafael. Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
I love golf.
Hi, this is Rod Gilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
Alexa Jacobs will take it as we check back in here as Jade Castro will defend here on the right wing. Jacobs passes it to Asia Smith. Smith to Hong. Back to Mercer up top as Natalie Diaz is working. Tries to get it on the inside. And now they will get it on the inside to Asia Smith. And body contact there on Sandra Ikeora, who's going to pick up her third personal foul.
Zandy's got to be careful now. As you mentioned, that's her third. She does have 15 points. No luck from the line tonight for her. She's making all her money down there in the paint.
And similar to the first game when these two faced off on December 19th, it was a blowout, a win for Dominican, 85-66. And Sandra Aguilera had a great game that night, but she also did foul out against this same team. Jay Castro will push it up the court. Swings it to the inside on Aikiura. Aikiura, another power move, right-handed hook shot off the glass and gets it in to go. 49-25, Penguins lead with 7 minutes left in this third period. Working as Jacobs on Castro. She's going to swing it right across to Hong. She's going to get a screen by Smith. Smith wants to work inside Aikiura. They're not going to give it to her. Mercer drives on the left side, puts up a shot over Diaz. No good. Rebounded by Jade Castro. Jade Castro with 6 rebounds on the night. Beautiful crossover move by Castro.
Oh my.
She was too quick for Mercer. Right-handed to the left hand. Shifts Mercer to the right side, and she gets in that amazing quick layup as she always does.
Man, you can see Jeremiah Gray walking along the baseline. All he has is a big smile on his face. Hey, that looks a little like me, switching hands in the middle of the layup there. Beautiful shot by Castro. Magician, as you mentioned earlier.
Inside Smith, spin move on Sandra Aikiura, and she misses it. Elena Scott down the court as Natalie Diaz, Sandra Aikiura, and Carly Holbrook all on the court. Castro gets it to the inside for Aikiura. She's going to be hacked again, and with this lead, 25-51, and Sandra Aikiura not making her free throws, looks like it's going to be a hack at Aikiura here, and they're going to test her at the free throw line. She's going to be shooting her 11th and 12th free throws on the night.
No, 100%. Why wouldn't you? If she's going to get the ball down there, she's punishing you in the paint. She has 17. She's shooting 10%. She's 1 of 10, now 2 of 11 from the line. Every time she went down there, I'd have somebody different foul her also. You got to make her earn it. But she does bully you in the paint. It's really hard. Really hard. You don't want to send her to the line because once she does make a couple, she'll just go on a roll from the free throw line.
Akiura's second free throw hits off back iron. Rebounded by Hawaii Hilo. Off there to Graham Bernisto. Tries to swing it to the inside as Sandra Aikiura will take it away. And Jade Castro will set up the offense for the Penguins. Gets it to Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz, triple threat possession. Drives to the right side. Power move. She was fouled and she tried to put the shot up. And she's going to be taking 2 free throws. The foul will be called on Jamaica Lorenzo.
Diaz having a little better success tonight from the line. Hasn't shot as many, but she is 2 of 3. Now 2 of 4. Oh, man, we thought that one was going to fall, didn't we?
Oh, definitely did. Just went halfway in and just came back out.
Definitely went halfway down the net, Brandon.
Ashley Sorensen will check into this ball game for the Penguins. And Vanessa Cruz will also check in. Coming out is Natalie Diaz. Bringing it up the court for Hawaii Hilo will be Amber Vaughn. Vaughn and Castro, both the same height of each other. A handoff there and a 3-point shot on the right wing by Kim Schmelz, the leading scorer for Hawaii Hilo on the season. And she's looking to start things up for Hawaii Hilo.
Hope that doesn't get her going. She is now 2 of 7 from the field, Brandon. 1 of 1 from downtown.
Jade Castro, another beautiful crossover move. Pass to Carly Hoboke on the right, left side, excuse me. She's going to miss that three as it hits the side of the rim. Working cross-court pass, stolen away by Vanessa Cruz. She has numbers. It's going to be a 2-on-2. Vanessa Cruz going to put up the right-handed layup, and she's going to be called for an offensive foul as Kim Schmelz set her feet there. Possession to the Vulcans.
Good idea by Cruz to go up and over the Hilo defender there, but I think Cruz, a freshman out of Hercules, California, and I think as she develops as a player here for the Penguins, she will learn to slow down her 2 steps there and maybe drag the toe, get a little bit of a Euro step, and get a little bit better ball movement to go from right to left around the defender to lay it up and in, as opposed to just trying to bulldoze, because if they're set, they're expecting you coming full speed right at you to run over you, and as long as you make sure you're outside of that restricted area, which she was, every single time they know they're going to get that call. Whereas if you come in hard and then drag that toe, work that Euro step around the defender, as we see a lot of the Penguins do quite well. I think she will develop that throughout her Dominican career. But Vanessa Cruz, really good young player here for the Penguins.
Yeah, Vanessa Cruz as well alongside Alyssa Lorenzo. They're going to have to step up next year with these seniors going out here on senior night. Carly Holbrook, Jay Castro, Taylor Deneau, and Ashley Sorensen. All players having an amazing career here at Dominican University as they were honored here in the pregame festivities alongside the Hawaii Vulcans seniors.
Was a great pregame ceremony, wasn't it? It was really special to see all those all those players' families out here, especially Castro's, as you said, taking up that whole section up there. They all have Jade Castro shirts on, pretty cool. Has Castro and her number 3 on the back. Really creative.
Penguins playing defense here as Amber Vaughn brings it up to the court with Jade Castro working on her. It's going to be a screen as they're going to get it to Mercer. Now to Smalls, to Schmalz, who misses the jumper. Working on the other side, Ashley Sorensen on the inside. She's going to take a spin move off the body hit there on the left-hand side, layup, and she's going to miss it. Pushing on the court for the Vulcans on the other side. They're going to get it to Lorenzo. Who's going to give it to the inside? To Patience Taylor, as Taylor will miss that shot. Deflect off of Ashley Sorensen, and the Vulcans will retain possession here. Inbounding for the Vulcans is Amber Vaughn, the 5'2 junior from Taft College in Hilo, Hawaii. A left-handed shot on the left side, a shot there by Kim Schmalz, knocks it down. Penguins still up big, 53-30 with 4 minutes left. Elena Scott on the left side, gets it to Vanessa Cruz. There's the screen from Ashley Sorensen. Vanessa Cruz tries a floater up there, just misses as the Vulcans are pushing it down the court now. Amber Vaughn setting the tempo for the offense of the Vulcans. Gets it. Patience Taylor, a shot from up top. Long two for Patience Taylor, 53-32. Jade Castro looks to end this small run that Hawaii Hilo has set up. Ashley Sorensen off that screen, and Jay Castro is going to take it and shoot that jumper on the left side. Just misses, and on the other side, they're going to try to throw it three-quarters court, and it's going to be an air ball by Amber Vaughn on the right side. Elena Scott will rebound, and Vanessa Cruz will push it up for the Penguins. Elena Scott swings it to Jay Castro on the right side. Up to Carly Holbrook up top, as Patience Taylor was guarding her, and she's going to put up a three-pointer and just hits the back iron and misses the shot. She's going to poke it away, Carly Holbrook, as Graham Bernisto tried to bring it up the court. Reset here for Amber Vaughn and Hawaii Hilo. She's going to pass it. Three-point shot on the right wing is in for Patience Taylor. And Patience Taylor starting to heat up with 6 points so far. Jade Castro working. Another beautiful crossover move. She's going to dump it to the inside to Sorensen. Sorensen puts up a shot, and it will be tipped. And it's going to be a late whistle on the shot there, and looks like Ashley Sorensen will head to the free throw. Excuse me, she won't be heading to the free throw line. She was fouled before the shot. Vanessa Cruz will inbound under the basket for the Penguins. Gives it to Sorensen, and Sorensen's going to put up the shot off glass on the right side. Misses, and now Hawaii Hilo will push it up the court. Is Graham Bernisto working on Jade Castro. Graham Bernisto will get it to the open Patience Taylor, and Patience Taylor had all day to shoot that shot, and the Penguins were fortunate that she missed that wide open shot. It seems like that's her favorite spot there. That's her hot spot on the top of the right free throw line.
Interesting here. Not necessarily interesting. Pretty predictable. Coach Lacoste putting back in Diaz and Ikeor, the two leading scorers for the Penguins, both in double digits. Ikeor two boards away from a double-double. As we know, she averages that nightly.
Carly Hobo jumper from the free throw line, and she's going to get that one to rattle through. A shooter's roll for Carly Hobo as she now has 13 points on the night. Penguins playing great defense here. Aggressive by Jay Castro and Carly Hobo. They're going to give it to Schmalz. Schmalz going to pass it back out as it's going to be a three-point shot up. That goes in and out by Amber Vaughn. Penguins will rebound. Castro is pushing, looking for numbers. Another crossover move, and she's going to be bumped. There's the foul called on Jade Castro. A crossover as she was bumped, and it's going to be a foul called on Graham Bernisto. Late whistle, but it was the right call.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. Our official down on the baseline. Now going over to talk to Coach Kanashiro, and that'll put the Vulcans over the limit. But Castro just trying to drive in and just got hammered.
Jade Castro shooting her first free throw on the night, and she's going to get that one to go. Jade Castro with 8 points, 4 assists, and here there's 6 rebounds on the night. Jade Castro takes the second free throw, and she's going to get that one to rattle through. 9 points for Castro.
You know, Castro may have a double-double in her career. I'm assuming she has quite a few. But not in the rebound category.
Not in the rebound
category. Five-footer.
And she grabs another one there. Jade Castro, wow, on senior night.
Westbrook-esque.
Doing magical things. Vanessa Cruz on that play just slid through the open left-handed side, finished with a right-handed layup, and she's going to get a three-point opportunity here. She goes to the line. And Penguins, wow, up very, very big, continuing to pour on that lead, 34-59 with 1:25 left in the third quarter. And the free throw by Cruz hits back iron. Jacobs will push it for the Vulcans as Carly Hoboek will be guarding her up top on the left wing. She's going to pass it out to Taylor. Taylor gives it to Graham Bernisto, who passes it to the left side of the jumper by Lorenzo. Jamaica Lorenzo misses it. For the Penguins, they're going to get it to the inside, and Sandra Ikiora working it. Jade Castro back up to Vanessa Cruz on the left side, giving it in to Sandra Ikiora. A little push move there. Ikiora is going to put it up, but she dragged her foot, and she's going to be called for the travel right there.
And she definitely did. She looked at Holbrook, who was open in the corner right in front of the Penguin bench. I think Carly really wanted to shoot that. But Ikiora, don't blame her. She got 18 on the night. Just drugged that foot, as you said.
Vulcans, Mercer sets that screen for Vaughn. Vaughn's going to drive in on Castro. 40 seconds left here in this third period. Mercer on Ikiora. Mercer's going to put it up over Ikiora off glass, and she's going to get that one to go. Jay Castro working, tries to pass it to the inside. It's deflected away and stolen by Patience Taylor. Patience Taylor trying to get in, but it's going to be stolen away by Vanessa Cruz. 20 seconds here. Vanessa Cruz to Jay Castro. They're going to set the offense here. Vanessa Cruz had that open shot up top, but she's going to pass it off to Carly Hoboek. And Vanessa Cruz will gain the ball back. 10 seconds left. She's going to try to go for the clear. Gets it into Sandra Ikiora. Ikiora puts it up, misses, grabs her rebound on the left side, misses again. And second left, and they won't get a shot off the Vulcans, but a 59-36 lead for the Penguins, 23-point lead as they head into the fourth quarter here on senior night.
Sandy really wanted that one, Brandon, and Nat Diaz had an opportunity to get the rebound. Just got it ripped right out of her hands. Couldn't put the shot back up. Both ladies in double digits, though. Ikiora is your leading scorer with 18. Right behind her are Holbrook and Diaz, both with 13. So Castro, as you said, 9 points, 7 rebounds. Ikiora now has a double-double. As we know, she averages night in and night out. She got 18 and 10. Diaz, 3 away from a double-double of her own. She is 3 of 5 from the line, 5 of 12 from indoors, total of 13 points. And this is exactly how you wanted the third quarter to go if you're Coach Lacoste. You have a 23-point lead, didn't come out flat, and this, you almost expect them to play well in the fourth quarter because it's not catching back up to what you were doing in the first half now as if you had a bad third quarter, because you didn't. You're up by 23. So I think Coach Lacoste can kind of sit back and watch his ladies go to work and just run the plays that they run. Don't do anything special. Limit the mental mistakes and limit turnovers, and you should walk out of here with, we might see a 20-plus point victory tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you're up by this much, you want to stick to the plays that you have. But on senior night, what about this, Forrest? Hear me out here. Ashley Sorensen, the center, let her shoot a three. Let her bring it up as the point guard and let her shoot a three on senior night.
I don't know about that one, Brandon. It's you never know. You see, DeMarcus Cousins shoots threes. Anthony Davis is a point guard, but you never know. It may happen.
Yeah, you see Dwight Howard shoot a three at the All-Star game.
yeah, that was terrible. Pass inside, deflected by Aikior. Stolen away by Castro, and they'll bring it up the court. Vanessa Cruz, far side left wing. Tries to get it in to Nat Diaz. Will, top of the key. Natalie inside to Aikior. Spin move off the glass, and Aikior. Boy, what else could Coach Lacoste ask for from Aikior besides hitting her free throws? But I think the fact that she's dropped 20 tonight kind of negates that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And she has three fouls, but with a lead like this, the free throws are negatable in this game. But say if this was a close game, she really needs to hit those free throws.
And she really does, and hasn't had a foul in a while. But we will see how long that lasts now that I've mentioned it. We'll have a foul on Natalie Diaz. That'll be her first personal of the game. First team foul of the quarter. Inbounding for the Vulcans. Jacobs. Top of the key. Hong has it. Down inside. Mercer working on Diaz. She is trapped between Diaz and Aikior. And Diaz diving for it. Into Mercer. And she will now pick up her second. And second personal. Second team. That is Diaz's second foul in, 5 seconds? Inbound for the Helos goes to Smith. Three ball on the way, knocked down by Lauren Hong. She has now finally hit one from beyond three-point range. She is 1 for 4 in that category. Castro bringing it up. Kicks it. Holbrook three in the corner, and she missed it. Oh, boy, that one looked good, didn't it? Oh, Holbrook just a little too much on that one. Jacobs left wing in front of the Vulcan bench, working on Castro. Castro loses her balance, and Jacobs goes, oh, rejected by Aikior. Tip back up to herself. Jacobs somehow ends up with it through the hands, and it settles in the hands of Graham Bernisto. Three ball on the way, no good from Hong. Rebound Smith, and Aikior just lets her put it up and in as she is being careful, not trying not to pick up her fourth foul. Penguins lead by 20, 61-51. Clock rolls under 8:15 here to go in the ballgame. Coach Lacoste instructing his ladies on what play to run. Castro has it right wing. All the way around to Vanessa Cruz. Inside to Aikior, 8 seconds. Aikior, 7. Holbrook, 6. Crossover, 5. Spin move, Holbrook. Up and in with 2 seconds is Carly Holbrook. What a great move. Holbrook inside. Little crossover, spin move. Fadeaway floater for Holbrook. We see her hit a lot of threes. You don't see her do a lot of that.
Great moves in the arsenal there for Carly Holbrook, really showcasing that on senior night. She wants to display everything she has.
And she's displaying her second foul there, third team foul for the Penguins in the quarter. And checking back in for the Helos is Amber Vaughn in place of Graham Bernisto. Hawaii Hilo inbounding right in front of their bench. Jacob's top of the key. Right in front of the logo. Down to Mercer. Oh, and she's wrapped up with Cruz and somehow gets away and puts a shot off. No good. Off back iron. Rebound. Aikiora pressing it up the court to Cruz. Inside to Diaz. Working on Smith. Up off the glass. No good. She gets her own rebound, but it's ripped away by Smith. Smith to Vaughn. Up the court one-on-one with Cruz. Vaughn jumps into Cruz. Basket will be no good off the rim. And that'll send Vaughn to the line, and Vanessa Cruz will pick up her second personal, fourth team foul for the Penguins here in the quarter. Penguins lead 63-41. Vaughn will go to the line.
And I'd like to mention, Sandra Aikiora having a great scoring half here in the second half, and she is now officially in second place for the all-time leading scorer, passing Alyssa Weathered. So you have Carly Holbrook as one, as the all-time leading scorer, and now at two is Sandra Aikiora with 1,042 points.
Vaughn will walk away one of two. Those are her first free throws of the night. Now, as you mentioned, it's usually bright for postseason play when you have the two leading scorers in school history on the same team, and this Penguin team is getting hot at the right time as they lead this one by 21, 63-42, clock approaching 7 minutes. Alana Scott checked in for the Penguins. Cruz brings it up, working on Hong. All the way around inside to Diaz. Diaz back to Holbrook. Three ball right wing, Holbrook. And, of course, Carly Holbrook knocks it down. She has 18. That is her second three ball of the night. She is 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. She brings the lead back up to 24. Mercer, almost tipped away by Cruz. Mercer able to handle it, pass to the baseline. That is there, trapped. Ball stolen away by Cruz, intended for Vaughn. Cruz across the timeline, up to Holbrook, left wing. Thought about a three, no. Inside, free throw line to Diaz. Lost the ball, tipped away. Vaughn will come up with it. She kicked it, and Mercer hurled Vaughn at the timeline, able to get the ball right wing, down inside to Smith. Smith double-teamed by Ikeor and Scott. Outside, three ball by Hong on the way, good. Hong has now 2 of 6 from the three-point line. Inside, the Penguins go to Ikeor. Spin move, lost the ball. Instead, we'll go back out to Holbrook. Smart move. Around the perimeter are the Penguins. Vanessa Cruz to the top of the key. Holbrook down inside to Ikeor, and she walked with it, and Ikeor palms to the ceiling. Can't believe it. But she's thankful it wasn't a foul. It was just a travel.
Carly Holbrook with 18 points, 2 3-pointers. Sandra Ikeor with 20-11. And Natalie Diaz, 13-7. Rounding out the leading scorers for your Penguins.
Boy, what could you ask for? What more could you ask for if you're Coach Lacoste? We know those three ladies all put together big games at some point. But what a better game for all three of them to put together a huge night. Three ball on the way from Kaliawa. No good, out of bounds. Penguins will have possession. Clock's at 5:17. Penguins lead at 66-45. Controlling the point is Cruz, up across the timeline logo. Here at the Conlin Center, from our left to right, attacking the northern hoop at the Conlin Center, and we have an offensive foul on Natalie Diaz, and that'll be turn the ball over. To the Vulcans. That's Diaz, third personal, fifth team foul, and that'll put the Penguins over the limit. Vulcans are now in bonus as the clock approaches 5 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Kaliawa, left wing, hands it off. Three ball on the way by Schmelz, no good. Rebound, Ikeora. Hands it to Cruz. Cruz leisurely bringing it up the court. Cruz works it toward the Penguin bench. To Alana Scott. All the way around the perimeter to Natalie Diaz and Cruz in the corner. Cruz backs it out, decides better of driving in. Oh, into Ikeor, up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Vaughn, as it was tipped away on the offensive attempt by Ikeor, and Vaughn was able to come up with it. Vaughn calling for a screen. She'll pick it up and drive in on Ikeor. Oh, my. With the left-handed floater, Amber Vaughn just throws it up almost as if it was a wish and cuts the lead now to 19. And Ikeor will put it back up over 20. Penguins lead 68-47. They have a 21-point advantage here on the Vulcans. 4 minutes exactly. Hong has it. Top of the key. Passes it off. Schmelz, long two. And she knocks it down. So the lead going from the Penguins, fluctuating from 21 to 19, 21, 19, and is now 19. Down low to Ikeor, back up off the glass, and it's 21 again. Ikeor doesn't like to be up by less than 20, it seems like. She keeps putting the Penguins back up. Penguins lead 70-49. And we have a timeout, Hawaii Hilo. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on Penguin Radio, radio home with the Penguins, also broadcasting live in San Rafael on FMDU 102.3, Brandon. And at this moment, we will hear a word from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947. For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
All right, everybody. Listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz with your call here. Penguins leading the Vulcans by 21, 70 to 49. Your Penguins lead. And if you are just tuning in, boy, you missed the best complete game the Lady Penguins have put together all season. And at what better time would you like it to come than the game that you have to win to advance to the PacWest playoffs? As we found out earlier, they needed Art to lose to Azusa Pacific, and they did. Penguins were in control of their own destiny. They knew that going into this ball game. And what better way to end the season at home than leading by 21 with 3:34 left in the ball game? Inbound goes to Jacobs in the backcourt for the Helos. Dribbling up to Castro, waiting for long two on the way and knocked down by Schmelz. So Schmelz is now in double digits. She has 11.
Man, the only Vulcan player with double digits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beautiful crossover by Jade Castro, and that got the Penguin bench off its feet. Penguins working the ball around the perimeter nicely. Castro, three left wing. Little too deep off the glass. No good. Rebound Schmelz. Jacobs in front of us here in our broadcast booth. Pressing it up quickly for the Vulcans. Pass goes inside to Smith, working on Sorensen. Kicks it out. Three on the way by Hong, and she will knock it down. The lead will be cut to 16. Penguins lead 70-54 here. We are now under 2:45. Holbrook thought about a three in front of the Penguin bench. No, instead they'll swing it all the way around the perimeter to Jade Castro, who drives in. Pass off. No, she put it up. Rolls around the rim. Rebound Jacobs. Shot no good. Jacobs with that knee brace seems to be moving well. Just noticed that. She's wearing that all-black knee brace on her all-black leggings. Just noticed. Don't know if she had problems with that right knee, but she seems to be moving fine.
She's rocking those American socks and those killer kicks.
Oh, yeah. Those are the Curry 2s, I believe. Penguins have it. Approaching 2 minutes, Jade Castro, top of the key, picks up a screen from Sorensen. Holbrook, top of the key. Over to Diaz, right wing. Diaz working on Mercer. Inside, goes up, picks up the foul, and she gets it to go. Not Ashley, that is Natalie Diaz. Drawing the contact on Sydney Mercer. That's her third personal. First team foul. And Natalie Diaz will have a chance to complete the three-point play.
Natalie Diaz picks up her 15th point there, and she'll be shooting her 6th and 7th free throws on the night.
And it looks like Jade Castro will be coming off the court for the final time here in the Conlin Center, as Alyssa Lorenzo will now replace Carly Holbrook. And they're just getting a huge ovation here as Holbrook looks to be coming off the floor for the last time. And Price will come in for Ashley Sorensen. Those three ladies had a great game tonight. And Taylor Deneau, as Mark Carlson just said, our overhead announcer, Deneau, absolutely devastated that she could not be a part of the ball game here tonight, but we know how much fire she brings to the Penguins on and off the floor during the ball game as Diaz completes a three-point play, put the Penguins back up by 20.
And as those players come in, these are your future players here. We're going to get to see a look at them and how they're going to mesh together for next season.
Yep. At two on the way, knocked down by Schmelz. Timeout Vulcans. Penguins lead 73-56. Immediate timeout here. Taylor Deneau will be entering the ball game, everyone. Deneau with that bad right shoulder. She has it up at a 90-degree angle at her midsection. Deneau will play in this ball game. At least here she will inbound for the Penguins. And Deneau, that's got to feel really good here that Coach Tim Lacoste is able to put her in the ball game. Deneau inside, working with one hand. Deneau puts it up, and she scores!
Oh, my God!
Taylor Deneau with one arm from the free throw line. Taylor Deneau, she has 2 points on the night now. She can't use her left arm. She has a dislocated shoulder. And she puts up. She's on the board here tonight. That has got to feel really good if you're Taylor Deneau. And my goodness, and you can hear it here, the Conlin crowd.
And if that doesn't define Taylor Deneau's career there in one play, her aggressiveness, she never gives up. Even right there when she's injured, she wants to play ball. She loves this game.
You can see, bringing up the court, Vanessa Cruz dumped it right to Deneau, and Deneau backing down her defender. And her defender didn't care whether she had one or two operating arms. And Taylor Deneau just spun right around her, and put it up and in. And Taylor Deneau will now be exiting the ball game, and Natalie Diaz in her place. Deneau has that left arm bandaged up as she is going down the bench, giving all her teammates hugs. Gets a huge hug from assistant coach Finique Allen. And what a huge moment for the Penguins and for Taylor Deneau specifically. Wow, that is just a heartfelt moment there as Deneau will leave the ball game with 2 points. Wow. As we have 1 minute exactly overhead here. Alana Scott off to Diaz, top of the key. They'll be holding on to it. Shot clock at 8. Lorenzo, right wing. Inside to Diaz, 5 seconds. Out to Lorenzo. 3 ball by Lorenzo. Oh, and it rolled around, in and out. Can't get to the fall. 42 seconds to go here in the ballgame. Penguins lead 75-58. Driving in off the glass and knocking it down is Schmelz. Penguins lead by 15. 6 second differential between game and shot clock. Diaz will dribble it out, top of the key, at least until the shot clock runs out. Price driving in, 14 on the shot clock, gets it knocked away.
Ladies and gentlemen, earlier today, Azusa Pacific women defeated the Academy of Art. The reason that's important, coupled with this victory tonight, it puts your Penguins into the playoffs.
As you just heard, Mark Carlson, overhead announcer, announcing that Azusa Pacific did beat Academy of Art earlier today, meaning that with this victory, as the last 10 seconds couldn't be any longer for Coach Lacoste and his Penguins. 6.5 left. Penguins will win this one. They will advance to the sixth seed and be in the PacWest playoffs. And what a huge game for Coach Lacoste and his Lady Penguins. Carly Hobo coming up, giving Natalie Diaz a huge hug. Penguins win this one by 13, 75-62. And boy, Brandon, we just witnessed what could be the beginning of a great run for the Lady Penguins in this PacWest tournament.
Penguins are hot at the right time. No better way to do it. Ending the season here at home on senior night. We've seen them doing a great job of filling in for that spot for Taylor Deneau. That's going to be key heading into the playoffs here, as they're going to try to make a run. Last year, the Penguins advanced to the second round, but were eventually knocked out by Azusa Pacific. But this team, I believe, is really different. They have this heart, they have this grit, and them being hot at the right time, they're just looking like a team that could possibly win it all.
It's not always your record, as the Penguins will move to 16-11 overall, 12-8 in PacWest. They will advance to the PacWest Conference Playoffs. And as you mentioned, they're getting hot at the right time. It's not always about your record. They'll have a 16-11 overall record. They will be 5 games over .500. But if you get hot at the right time, boy, can you go far. And at this moment, I'd like to highlight my Peacock Gap Penguin of the Game. Actually, I will let you go first.
All right.
You can go first.
A lot of options here. And, of course, I'd love to go with all the options of the highest scorers, but I'm going to go a different route here, and I'm just going to give it to Taylor Deneau scoring.
I should have gone first.
scoring those 2 points. I mean, coming in, they hand it off to her. Her left shoulder's injured. She only has her right hand. She backs it up on a much bigger player than her, and I believe that was Kailua for the Vulcans, and she just nails that floating shot over her, and no better way to go out for Taylor Deneau. I'm going to give my player of the game to Taylor Deneau with the perfect 2 points on her one shot.
You know what, Brandon? I'm going to be completely honest with you. You took mine. I'm going to have to give my player of the game to Carly Holboke. Sandra Ikior led your Penguins with 24 points, 12 boards. Natalie Diaz had 16-7. But I'm going to give it to Carly Holboke, the senior Holboke. Sharp shooting, 2 of 7 from downtown tonight, Holboke. The greatest three-point shooter in Dominican women's basketball D2 history, Holboke. She is going to be my Peacock Gap Penguin of the Game. 6 of 11. 4 of 4, perfect from the line. Carly Holboke will be my Peacock Gap Penguin of the Game. Stick around. Game 2 of this PacWest doubleheader coming up as your Penguin men take on Hawaii Hilo Vulcans here at 7:30, coming up in about 22 minutes. We will have the pregame just prior to that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Penguin Radio, D2, NC2A, Division 2. I said that. Men's basketball on radio.dominican.edu, radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio broadcasting worldwide and in San Rafael here on DU 102.3.